Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me on your show. My name is Marcus. I'm a multi-passionate with a deep love for an active lifestyle, the outdoors, and personal growth. Together with my life and business partner, Katie, we help entrepreneurs burn bright instead of burning out by automating their fitness and health holistically. I developed a unique skill set over the past 7 years that helped me and countless others develop a strong, agile, and pain-free body, a deeper understanding of self, and intentionally create powerful forward motion in life and business. It's our shared passion to help people thrive, and we do this on a one-on-one basis with entrepreneurs, but we also work with companies on a B2B level. Today, I want to share a bit about my journey, about what got me here, my struggles, and also how I overcame them. I was a project manager in the automotive industry for 7+ years. I burned out in 2016, quit my job, and bought a one-way ticket to Bangkok. Then I traveled the world for a full 365 days, visiting 18 countries. I had countless amazing adventures. Like, I was shipwreck diving in the Philippines. I was diving with sharks in Colombia and the Galapagos. I lived in a car, traveling through South and North Island of New Zealand. And I sandboarded a active volcano in Nicaragua. And that was just like some of them. Like, there were countless others. But when I came back, I applied for jobs, but I had the feeling that the company world is not made for me. That's not what I want to get into again. So instead, I went to India and became a certified yoga instructor. Because this whole experience of traveling around the globe had changed my entire being and thinking. And like, there are always different layers of why we do things or why we decide on this and that. And for me, that was like Katie, I met her like exactly in the middle of this journey of like halfway through. And when I came back, we got together and I knew that since she was already living for 8 years in Germany, that she wouldn't stay because she didn't like the cold and the rainy winter. So I knew that I need to build something that is completely location independent and we could live and be wherever we want. And that was just my idea in the beginning. So this was like 7 years ago or 6 years ago. And then the other thing was everything I encountered on my travel around the globe was that there was so much trash. And also like I saw global warming impacts like firsthand. And I wanted to change how people behave and think about that, because like I realized that it affects us, it affects our fitness, our health, our well-being, but we don't realize it in that way. So I encountered Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and that got me into this whole idea of building a business around exactly that, helping people to get fitter, healthier, and increase their well-being, but on the other hand, linking it to a greater cause, like helping people also to improve their environment, other people. And on that way, I had many obstacles, and there was not only one, but like one that, that challenged me time and time again was myself, my identity. Because what I was before as a project manager and never really thought about who I want to become, just floating through life without clear direction, that needed an upgrade. And you can only grow your business as far as you grow yourself. That's my deep belief. So I started working intentionally on myself, on my beliefs, on my values, what I want to create in this world. Because like I also saw that our fitness, health, and like the foundation of everything we do and our energy we create, that originates in who we are. Because like if I am a naturally fit person, that's not who I was born, because I developed into that fit and healthy person at some point. And the same goes for business. Like I don't just wake up and am an entrepreneur and a businessman, not a successful one. So I develop into that. And that probably needs a little bit of refining who I am and what I want to become in this world. Of course, there were a lot of like times of self-doubt and imposter syndrome, and that challenged me a lot, because like that comes in circles. Like it's like a wave. So there are the ups and downs, but with every circle, it's more like a upward spiral, because you grow with every time you fail and you think about what caused that. If you reflect on that, even if I worked on my subconscious a lot and how to develop myself in a specific direction, a lot of that still remained in my subconscious and my unconscious. So like my flaws, my wrong beliefs, my worldview. And I overcame that by journaling a lot. So by deep reflection. And for the first 1 or 2 years, probably, I just worked full time on that just to develop myself. I had saved a lot, so that helped, of course. But at some point, I realized that there's also like this self-development trap where you can get so much entangled in to become a better person and to equip yourself for whatever you want to become in this world and want to build, that doesn't really create action, because you think you are active because you work entirely on yourself the whole time, but you don't really put out into the world what you want to become. And the biggest breakthrough was when I put that out on social media, on LinkedIn, and we attracted our first clients and helped them grow and thrive and become fitter and healthier. And that was amazing to see. Like, like being an entrepreneur is not a walk in the park. I work more than during my corporate times. There is a lot of uncertainty, stress, often self-doubt. But like we all want to create this true ultimate freedom. That's why we do what we do. And on the other side, help people as best as we can. But to do that, we need a structure and systems for building a business and building ourself. And for us, that's our what we call holistic fitness framework, and that's like the foundation for everything we do for ourselves. So how we get ourselves holistically fit on a day-to-day basis, but it's also what we do with our clients. So we live what we do, and that helped us to live in Valencia, Spain for like 7 or 8 months. Last year, we traveled through Mexico, slow nomading from the Caribbean to the Pacific coast, amazing 6 months. And lately we stayed in Sicily, so where Katie comes from, in the south of Sicily, in a beautiful ocean view apartment, enjoying the late fall, still warm weather, sunny all the time. And we can visit our parents, that's where I'm now, since Katie's parents are in Sicily, my parents are in Germany, so we can visit our parents and grandparents whenever we want. So this is freedom for me. So one thing I want to share with you, everyone ahead of you tells you, start before you're ready. And that feels almost impossible when you are in the trenches battling your own self-doubt. But it's true, like nothing moves until you move. So get out there, move in small steps. Some steps that don't overwhelm you, but at the same time challenge you enough that you grow. Because like the mind as the body need progressive overload to grow into the person you aspire to be, right? So start before you're ready. And one last thing. Free yourself from any expectations how you should exist in this world, because you can reinvent yourself at any given point by devoting more time to what really truly matters to you. See, I was 36 when I quit my job and backpacked around the globe for an entire year. And most people I met were 10 to 15 years younger than me. So free yourself. Thanks for listening to my story. I hope it inspired some of you to go after what you want in life, because it's all about experiences. Everything is an experience, and that's all there is in the end. Thanks for having me, Simon. And cool to be on your show. Like, you do a great job helping people thrive. Thank you.